Good evening to all that are joining with us this evening in this time of consecration as we prepare ourselves for a time of a hunger for God, a time of fasting, repentance, as well as prayer. The scripture says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, for whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It also says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Again, we want to welcome each of you for joining with us. Just some preparatory information before we get started. I pray that each of you that are joining with us, those have their manual or their study guide to lead us through this time of fasting, this time of repentance, and this time of prayer. If you do not have a guide or study guide and you would like to get one, please text me. Let me know, or Sister Ruby Dudley know, that you would like to receive a guide that will walk us through this 21-day of fasting and prayer and repentance. But not only that, we're not just going to use this for a 21-day fast, but we are going to incorporate the scriptures into our lives, that we would not be just readers of the word, but we will be doers of the word. And also use this as a way to encourage others, to encourage others through the word of God. So I see it going beyond 21 days, but this is just a guide to encourage each of us reading the word, memorizing the word, and most of all, as I said, being a doer of the word of God. So again, we want to welcome all of you that are joining with us in this time. We thank you for coming alongside us in this endeavor. We know that it will be a blessing to you, a blessing to you as you align, we align ourselves, our lives to the will, the way, and the word of God. This is about alignment, about restoration, about forgiveness as we look into the word of God. Nothing that we share with you is going to be outside of the word. So we want to go ahead and get started again. We want to welcome you. Welcome each of you that are joining with us. Again, if you don't have a study guide, we will be glad to make sure you get one in your hands. I know and believe that it will certainly be an encouragement to you as well as the encouragement to those that are around you. Isn't it strange when you're reading something and you're intent on it, others begin to ask you, what are you reading? And what an awesome opportunity this gives us to be able to minister to others. The time is about 6:02. We want to certainly be very wise with the time, especially your time, as we get ready to walk us through. Again, we want to welcome you. Is Deacon Connor on the line? Amen, amen. I want to thank him so much for sending out the reminder for today. Oh, thank you, dear. All right, good evening. Thank you again for sending out the reminder. And we were just going through some opening comments, and we're going to now turn it over to you. Brother Everett is going to do the prayer today. Sister Ruby is going to do the opening scripture and then our prayer, and then we will come back, Deacon Connor. Thank you so much for being here, sir. Over to you.
Having a few technical difficulties here this evening. And I'm sorry about being late on the line. So we, did you say opening prayer?
Our opening scripture and then our opening prayer. Sister Ruben would do the opening scripture and then our prayer by Brother Everett.
We're ready. Welcome everybody to the line this evening. We are ready to begin.
Good evening, everyone. Our reading from the New King James Version, Psalms 145. I will exalt you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your work to another, and shall declare your majesty. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the mighty, of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and grace. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who bow down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hands and satisfy the desires of everything. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserve all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. The mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all his flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalms 145.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ruby. I'm going to ask if you would please put your phones on mute. We're getting some feedback tonight, and we want everyone to be able to hear. So Deacon Connor's phone should be the only one open until Brother Everett comes with our prayer. So I'm asking if you would please put your phone on mute tonight so that we can all hear. And we just want to welcome all of you for being a part of this session on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Is Deacon Everett home?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Eternal Father God, we come before you this evening, God. We come glorifying you and praising you, for you are our God and our Creator. You are our one and only source, and you are the one and only true and living God. And we glorify you today. Father God, we want to thank you for how you've kept watch over us throughout this day. God, we can't even imagine what danger we were in, but your grace and mercy has covered us, Lord, and has ushered us into this 6 p.m. hour, Lord, safe and sound, and we want to thank you, God. God, we want to thank you that you have looked past our faults and all our shortcomings, and you continue to shower your blessings upon us. You continue to show your grace and your mercy into our lives, and for that, God, we are grateful. God, we are grateful that you allowed your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for all of our sins, that we will have life and have it more abundantly to the full until it overflows. God, we are grateful that we have the indwelling presence of your voice, the Holy Spirit, leading us and guiding us here on earth. And God, we are grateful that you have given us here on earth not only just the Holy Spirit to walk with us each and every moment, but Lord, when the Holy Spirit is not with us, which he is, you have given us also ministers and pastors and apostles of the gospel of Jesus Christ to continue to feed your word to us. And for that, God, we're grateful for every minister and every pastor that is associated with these various ministries, Lord. Lord, I ask your blessings upon each of them as they go into the vineyards to teach your word to others. I pray for your protection to continue to keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. I ask you, Father God, that you will keep their minds. And Father God, you are so awesome. You are omniscient. You know what everyone on this line stands in need of. So, Lord, we're casting all of our cares upon you because we know that you care and we know that you will sustain us. So, Lord, as we now sit at this table this evening, we are preparing for a fast to begin 1 week from today. Help us, God, to prepare now to pull off every weight that will try to hinder us. Help us, God, this week to be in prayer and preparation for this fast. And God, we are trusting in you that some miraculous things are going to happen into all of our lives. There's going to be some healing through this fast that we proclaim, Lord. There's going to be people's minds set free that have been in bondage for years, Lord. There's going to be some relationships restored, we create and declare. God, there's going to be some people, God, that are going to be crying out to you and that you're going to set them free or whatever has them in bondage. So, Lord, help each of us to examine ourselves. And, Lord, we are trusting in you to remove those things that are not of you and help us to walk in peace and calmness, knowing that at all times your Holy Spirit is continuously refreshing our soul and our mind. Help us now, God. We invite your Holy Spirit into this session to lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Connor, again, for all that you do for us on the line. We want to say good evening to each of you. I pray that you can hear us clearly on tonight. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. This evening, our Father, we come, and we thank you, O God, for the opportunity to come before your people on tonight. We ask, O God, that you would use us, O God, as we listen to your voice. Lord, that you've downloaded the instructions to us as we give to others. We pray right now, O God, that we would continue to die to the flesh and, Lord, live in the spirit, walking in obedience, aligning to your will and your way and your word. I thank you for all the sisters and brothers that have come to this line tonight. I thank you, oh God, for the prayer that was prayed and the song, God, that would be sung, God, and the Lord, thank you for the reading of Psalm 145. Now, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, we want to say good evening to each of you that are joining us in this time of consecration as we prepare for the upcoming fast starting Monday, February the 3rd, 2025. Many of you that are joining with us, we know that you may already have the brochure, the booklet, or the guide to guide us through this time of consecration. But if you do not have a copy of it and you would like one, please send me a text message or reach out to Sister Ruby Dudley, and we will make sure that you get one in your hands prior to Monday, prior to Monday, the start of the fast. We want to get it in your hands earlier than that because there is some preparations that we would like you to consider to make before going into this time of fasting, this time of repentance, as well as this time of prayer. For those of you that do have your brochure, we ask that you go ahead and take it out, and we're going to kind of walk through it. But I want to say this to each of you. Know this, that this is voluntary. This is not something that any of us are made to do. This is not something that you have to. And if you decide that, you know, going on the fast may not be what you can do, a 21-day fast, consider a one-day fast or a two-day fast or a three-day fast. But I certainly would encourage you to read the scriptures each day that your brothers and sisters who are on this journey are endeavoring to become aligned to. Let me say this, the fast, when we look at it, fasting and repentance and prayer, when we think of the fast, this is a time of alignment, a time of alignment with God's will, God's way, and God's word. It is a time of being a doer of the word. It is a time for renewed minds based upon Romans 12:1-2. And our intent during this fast is to bring others into the kingdom of God. We are to continue the ministry God has given us, the ministry of reconciliation, and that is to tell others that Jesus lives and that Jesus saves, and to be able to take them to Romans 10:9-10 and show them how they too can be saved and be a part of the kingdom, but realizing that they have a responsibility to carry out Matthew 28:19-20. They have a responsibility to love according to 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. They have a responsibility to allow the word of God to dwell in them richly, Colossians 3:16. Deacon Connor, when we look at this word fasting tonight, I want us to, those of you that have your brochure, your manual in your hand, go to page number three that speaks to not only what is the Daniel fast, but what is fasting and what is prayer. And then we're going to look at what this word repentance means as well. Fasting and prayer are spiritual tools given by the Lord to deal with the difficult challenges of life. Yes, prayer connects us to God, combined with fasting, which disconnects us from the world. You all remember those words from Apostle Atside when she preached about two Sundays ago. Fasting is a spiritual discipline of abstaining from food, accompanied by a change in behavior, self-denial, repentance, and forgiveness to be acceptable to God. Isaiah 58:4-7. It is a hunger and thirst for righteousness that makes our voices heard on high. Yes, we will embark upon the Daniel fast, which is based on the biblical account of Daniel, who chose to eat only vegetables and drink water while refraining from rich foods, meat, and wine. This fast emphasizes a whole plant-based foods while eliminating processed or indulgent items, creating a space for spiritual clarity and dependence on God. I want you to make sure you underline spiritual clarity and a dependence on God. I want you to make sure you underline spiritual discipline. This takes spiritual discipline to embark upon what we are about to do. Yes, we will face some challenges. Yes, we will face some trials and tribulations in the midst of it, but our eyes must be stayed on the Lord. Keep in mind what the purpose of the fast is. I'm going to ask, I shared with you all early on, you see it on page 4, where it speaks to tips in preparing for the Daniel fast. First, I want us to look at this from a spiritual, physical, and a mental commitment. Yes, a spiritual, physical, and a mental commitment right there on page 4. I want us to first set our spiritual intentions. Pray for guidance. Ask God to reveal his purpose for this fast in your life. I want us to write down specific spiritual goals, such as deepening your prayer life, gaining clarity, or breaking unhealthy habits. Let us take this time between now and Monday to begin to write down. I want us to journal, write down your purpose, specific spiritual goals as you approach this fast. That's the one thing I tell people. People say, well, I'm fasting. I say, what's the purpose? What are you aligning to? I don't know. We're just fasting in our church. No, there has to be some spiritual intentions. And we're going to ask God for us to pray for guidance, asking God to reveal his purpose for this fast in your life. Is there a need for clarity? Is there a need for wisdom? Is there a need to break some unhealthy habits? Is there a need for unforgiveness? We're going to look at some more purposes as well. Then we need to choose a focused scripture. We have given you Isaiah chapter 58 that speaks to what a true fast really is. What a true fast is. We're not just saying, well, I'm giving up meat, I'm giving up dairy, I'm giving up this and that. No, it is about what is God speaking to us in a time such as this. Yes, our focus scripture is Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 11, Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and Romans 12, verse number 1 and 2. Someone needs to put their phone on mute, please. If you just put your phone on mute, we're so glad that you're with us this evening. Our song to guide us through the fast this year would be Have Thine Own Way, Lord. And the second song is Draw Me Nearer. We're going to get that song out to you to add to your collections of readings. But right now, the song we have is, the first one is Have Thine Own Way, Lord, as well as Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 11. Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, Philippians 4 and 13, and Romans 12, 1 and 2. And you can find those scriptures, that song, on page number 1 in your guide. Page number 1 is right there in your guide. Now, we have looked at the definition of fasting, and this is a time of alignment. Keep this in mind. It is a time of alignment to the will, the way, and the word of God. It is a time where we step up as disciples to be a doer of the word. It is a time for a renewed mind. Again, as I've said, I'm asking if you would please go ahead and journal and lay out what is your purpose in this fast. Is this fast? Are you fasting for insight? Are you fasting for a greater understanding of the word? Are you fasting to receive understanding, to seek God's wisdom? Don't forget what Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says. It says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. So I'm asking that we please keep that in mind as we proceed through this time of transformation. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a time where we can embrace the challenge with an open heart and trust that God will reveal himself in ways we have never experienced before. Now, someone said, Minister, I've heard about fasting and prayer, but you got this word repentance. Well, let me share with you tonight what do I mean by the definition of repentance and why I include it. It is so important that we ask God to forgive us of our missteps and our sins. Yes, it's important as we go into this fast that we ask God for forgiveness. The scripture says, if my people that are called by my name What is a part of that? Calling him by his name. There's a piece in there that talks about prayer. There's a piece in there that talks about humility. But there's a piece that talks about repentance. Look at this word repentance. If you got your pen and your paper, I'm going to send it out, but I want to say it tonight. Repentance means to rid myself of a selfish mindset of guilt and shame. It means to give up our first birth thinking, because those on the line tonight, you have been born again. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus? He says, for you to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. So I'm talking to born again believers tonight that is approaching and going into this time of fasting, repentance, and prayer. So we got to understand what repentance really means. It means that we give up our first birth thinking when we were walking in the kingdom of darkness. But we don't walk in the kingdom of darkness now that we are born again. We walk in the kingdom of light. Notice repentance means to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, meaning to regret our past sins, our past missteps, and return to God. We in this area of repentance, we seek his purpose for our lives. Go with me to Acts chapter 3, verse number 19. Like I said tonight, whatever we say, we are basing it on what the word of God says. What does Acts chapter 3, verse number 19 says? Here's what it reads. I'm reading from the Amplified on tonight. And let me say this. As you go through the fasting, you see the various scriptures that have been given for each day. Go ahead and look at another translation. Read that scripture in another translation and allow it to come alive for you. Acts chapter 3, verse number 19. Here's what it says, Brother Everett. It says, so repent. That means to change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing or recovering from the effects of heat or reviving with fresh air may come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20, that he may send to you the Christ, the Messiah, who before was designated and appointed for you, even Jesus, whom heaven must receive and retain until the time for the complete restoration of all that God spoke by the mouth of all his holy prophets for ages past, from the most ancient time in the memory of man. When we look at repentance during this time, a hunger for God, we are looking at change, our inner self changing from the old way of thinking. Yes, returning to God, seeking his purpose for our life. That's what I'm going to be doing through this fast, seeking the purpose of God for my life. Lord, what have you called me to do? And Lord, let your word be saturated in my heart. I want to align to the will, the way, and the word of God, be a doer of his word. Get further understanding. Now, let's look at a few purposes of fasting, and then we're going to just go through the manual quickly and ask if there are any questions. One of the purposes of fasting is to seek God. Judges chapter 20, verse number 26. The act of fasting does not help us find God, but it can soften our hearts, remove worldly concerns, and make us more receptive to his leading in our lives. Seeking God, that's one of the biblical purposes for fasting. Yes, another purpose for fasting is seeking deliverance. Yes, seeking deliverance. Look at Esther chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. And let's look at what it says. Another common reason for fasting is seeking deliverance from enemies or circumstances. We see it right there in Esther 4:15-17. We see Esther calling her people to fast and pray for deliverance before she approaches the king. Yes, a purpose of fasting is not only seeking God, but seeking deliverance. Let me give you another reason for fasting. We just mentioned it, repentance. 1 Samuel 7:6, fasting as an act of repentance demonstrates the seriousness of our sins and a commitment to return to God. I want you all to write this scripture down, 1 John 1:9. Write that scripture down, because we as believers, even after being saved, we have misstepped. We have sinned. We have said things that we shouldn't have said, done things. But we have to ask God. He said, if you will confess your sins. Notice what he tells us in 1 John. And he tells us just what he would do. Here's another purpose for fasting is humility. Humility. 1 Kings 21:27-29. Humility is acknowledging not only our need for God, but also our position under his authority in our lives. Fasting is a physical manifestation of our need for God. That's a purpose for fasting, humility. Here's another one that we see, overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation is a purpose for fasting. Matthew 4:1-11. Just as Jesus fasted in the wilderness, we can fast in order to seek God's help in overcoming temptation. Yes, Matthew 4:1-11. And the last one I'm going to give you tonight is a last purpose, but it's not the end of them all, is kingdom work. Kingdom work. Nehemiah 1:3-4. Nehemiah's example of fasting over the devastation of Jerusalem illustrates that we can fast and pray over a particular facet of God's kingdom work. God has called all of us on this line as disciples of Christ to be workers in his kingdom. We are sons and daughters of the king. We are ambassadors of the king. And we must be laser focused as we go into this time of fasting, repentance, and prayer. Yes, alignment. Let me say this. A life out of alignment makes a wear and tear on our minds, just like it does on your car. When your tires are out of alignment, Deacon Connor, there's a wearing and there's a tearing on it. And when we are out of alignment with God, there's a wear and tear on our minds. So this fast for me is this time of greater insight, this time of seeking God's wisdom, this time of receiving understanding, this time of going before God and salvation for others, the time of kingdom work that needs and is necessary for the time we live in. Those are not the only purposes. I know you wrote some on your paper as to it, but I want us to be laser focused on this as we prepare for this fast in terms of what we are seeking, seeking God, putting God first, creating an environment for prayer. Write down Matthew 6:6. When you go into your prayer closet, when you go in there and you have you talking to God, and most of all, God talking to you, and you communing with God. And here's the other thing, interceding for others, not just for myself, my three and no more, but we're going to be interceding for others. And I thank Deacon Connor for posting on our website that prayer list with our children. I'm going to be looking at that prayer list for our children, and I'm going to take some names off of that list each day and take it to the prayer closet and pray for them. Pray for their parents. And if they're not saved, praying for a disciple of Christ to introduce Jesus to them. Yes, 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 this time of fasting, we're going to see some benefits. I don't know about you all, but I'm going to see some benefits of spiritual discipline, a clear and a sober mind, a pure heart and mind, a hunger for God and his word. I want to remind us, fasting is not dieting. No, fasting is not dieting. Fasting is a spiritual exercise primarily designed for spiritual purposes. Here's another thing I want to remind us. It's not about dieting. And here's the other thing. Fasting is not just missing a meal. This is about seeking the face of God. This is about alignment. This is about seeking the will and walking in the word of God. So tonight, just a few purposes and principles of fasting. So let's take our manual and let's quickly walk through it. Some of you have probably already perused it and you see the information that is there. One of the things I want us to look at on page number three, you will notice in the guide, the devotional planner and guide, that you have 21 days of devotions. Not only do you have 21 days of morning devotions in the guide, but I have provided you 21 other days for a midday and an evening time of devotion as well. So you got three. You got one for the morning that's in the steno, and you got two that is contained in the attachment that you received in your booklet. We have a scripture each day. It's a foundational verse to meditate on. We have a devotional thought. We have a reflection question. And we have some prayer points to start you out with. But that's not the end of it. You continue. What your prayer is for that day, day number one, day number two, day number three, and thereafter. And we have also included, for those that may like it, some recipes, some simple, nutritious Daniel fast complement meal ideas to sustain your body as you focus on spiritual growth. Let me say this. We have to prepare for fasting. Whether your fast is from water if it's from food and you just drink water, because there may be some people on this fast that may decide 15 days in that the Holy Spirit is leading them to go to maybe just water. There may be some that God leads to maybe eat at a different time of the day. So I want us to understand that the fasting piece here is seeking God, aligning to him, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. We have to prepare. Prepare in terms of your pantry, in terms of your grocery list. But most of the preparation comes through a spiritual preparation, beginning to read our prep scriptures. So I think we have covered page number three. We have already shared with you all tips to prepare for the fast on page number four. And page four tells us how to understand the food guidelines. And if you have the guide, I don't think we have to go through that. But if there are people on the line that don't have it, and after we finish, ask those questions. What are some of the food guidelines that we are looking at when we look at the Daniel fast that we are approaching? Again, page five highlights to us. Please make sure you share with your family that's inside your household in terms of what you are approaching, what you are preparing for. Also, remember this, create a prayer and devotional routine, getting up in the morning. I know some of you all are on an early morning prayer line. That's a part of your devotion. Add that to your schedule. You got that. You start reading your scriptures in the devotional. You work through the questions in the devotional. You get your breakfast. Some of us are off to work. But be intentional. Prepare yourself before we get to the 3rd of February. The other thing, please focus on hydration. On page number 6 at the top, please ensure you drink plenty of water. Please do that. Keeping yourself hydrated as well. And again, write down, number 9 on page 6, write down why you are fasting. Again, there's additional information in the brochure concerning seasonings and various things, but we want to make sure that that's why we want to get the brochure in your hands. Prep day is on page number 9. Prep day is on page 9, and we have some other prep days as well. Getting ready for the fast. We talked about repentance. We have Psalm 51 there. That's a prep day for us. And then on February the 3rd, we began the fast with day 1, trust in the Lord. That's on page number 10. So, again, each day you have a devotional. Each day you have a morning devotional. Each day you have a midday and an evening devotional. You have questions, reflection questions, prayer points to start you out. You have a little bit of homework there to do. All of this is the endeavor to keep our minds stayed and aligned on the Word of God, the way of God, the will of God. And I guarantee you, we'll begin to memorize Scripture. And let's work on that, memorization of Scripture, going over and over, and then we can walk in it. So when the challenges come, guess what? The Word comes up versus other words. The Word of God comes up. The Holy Spirit said, stand still and let me fight your battle. Stand still, let me fight your battle. Notice this, the more and the closer we keep moving in with the Lord, what we're going to, the song says, see what the Lord has done. What we have prayed for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. So I'm going to stop here and see if there are any questions concerning the upcoming time of fasting, repentance, and prayer that you may have, some clarity that may need to be given as we continue and start this fast on February the 3rd. But please, preparation. Preparation is so, so important. Amen. Amen. Let me read this scripture before we begin to ask our questions. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. And it reads, and that's on page 1 in our guide. And when you fast, don't make it obvious, as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair, wash your face, then no one would notice that you are fasting except your Father who knows what you do in private. And your Father who sees everything will reward you. We are coming together corporately. I don't know everyone who's taking this journey, but I'm praying for each person that is taking it, that you will say each day, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Thank you so much for listening this evening. We are now open for any questions that you may have on this evening. Another thing, too, is we are going to be doing weekly check-ins. Weekly check-ins, we'll probably set those up on Monday evenings like this. Just a quick weekly check-in to see how you're doing, to encourage you on this particular journey. So, again, look for that. We're going to make sure we do that as well. Okay, over to you all for any questions that you may have as we approach this time of consecration, a time of fasting, a time of repentance, and a time of prayer. Amen.
Minister Singleton, good evening, everyone. This is Janice. I really appreciate this because we are really preparing for this fast. I remember it got to be about 20 years ago I went through this. And, I mean, there's some hardships coming there, but we got to stay in them scriptures, and we have to cry out to God. And also, I appreciate that weekly check-in. to see how everybody is doing. This is real, y'all. Stay on the ship. Don't fall off. And God will do some things. He will reveal some things to you. And whatever you pray for, God is going to answer your prayers. Just trust the process. Trust the process. Thank you, Minister Singleton.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister, for encouraging us in this journey. And as you say, we have to prepare for it. And we have to certainly, in our preparation, we are also interceding for others. And I thank you for saying that because you are an intercessor. We have a place in the devotional guide where you can put your prayer request there. People call you and ask you to pray for them. Put their name down. Put the scripture next to it that applies to it. And then out from it, then you write out, the Lord did it. The Lord did it. The Lord did it. And notice this, the Lord does it his way. The Lord does it his way and in his divine timing. But I believe we shall see the divine favor of God as we lean in. Here's the thing. God may not change my situation, but he'll sure change me in terms of my perspective as I look at it. So, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jane. That, the Holy Spirit brought that to me as you were speaking. And here's another thing during our fasting. Keep in mind, some of us may need to also do a Daniel Fast Plus, where we move away from so much social media, where we move away from the television, from the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, which is now called X. And I have some, there are some devotionals in the back of your book starting on page 20 that speaks to, it talks to fasting, watch what you feed yourself, a lifestyle of forgiveness, fasting from social media. And certainly I want to thank Pastor Reggie, Professor Reggie, for writing, he wrote an article in the back of our book, In Christ, You Will Thrive in 2025 Through Fasting, Repentance, and Prayer, starting right there on page 53. So please take a, you bring a great point, Sister Jan. We got to be serious about this. We got to truly press in. And I will tell you, you'll find yourself saying, you know what, I don't need that today. I just need just this, just substance to keep my body going, for it to be able to burn and keep going. You'll find yourself giving up even more and pressing your way into reading the word, pressing your way into prayer, pressing your way into communing with God, pressing your way. I will tell you, I've seen the results of it as well. Amen. Thank you so much. Anyone else tonight?
And people, everybody on the line, if you plan on joining this fast, make sure you eat, like Minister Singleton said. Eat and drink plenty of liquids.
Yes.
I don't care if you eat a bowl of beans all day long. Eat. Make sure you eat.
Yes. Yes, so good, Sister Jan, eating and making sure you drink water. There have been fasts that I've fasted with others, and they have told me that they've gotten sick and that kind of thing. But you got to eat, and you got to stay hydrated. You got to, folks, for this to work. It works, but you got to do it properly. Now, here's the other thing you bring to mind, Sister Jan, is this. Don't go to the Golden Corral on Sunday and just fill up on the wonderful food that you enjoy. I like to go to the Corral, too. I don't have nothing against them. I don't have anything against to the other places that we go to. But you are hurting your body when you go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
You say, right now, you need to begin to cut down on your meal. Eat smaller portions of your meal. Smaller portions. Begin to rid yourself of that sugar. Rid yourself of caffeine. Start weaning yourself now. But going to the Golden Corral on Saturday and Sunday, say, you know what, we're getting ready for a fast. Let me go get that fried chicken. Let me go get this and get that. No. You are hurting yourself when you do that. You need to begin to wean yourself. That's why I'm doing this prep session tonight. mm-hmm. is begin to wean yourself from those things. Then begin to fill yourself more on the Word of God. Replace mm-hmm. reading the Word of God with a program you may watch on television. For me, television is going to be on a channel that's teaching the Word of God for 21 days. That's my intent. In my household, that is my intent. That's what it's going to be on, because we got to feel ourselves. Because I'm going to tell y'all, in times like this, yes. in times like this, we got to be disciplined. So I'm talking to Deborah, not talking to you. I'm talking to Deborah because I know how much I like a nice cookie, or a nice moon pie, or a nice slice of this, or a nice slice of that. But I got to start weaning myself, because I want God more than I want that. I want God more than I want that fried chicken or that slice of roast or this or that. I want more of God. And I want to see God moving in your life, in the lives of your children and your grandchildren. This is not about just mine, but I will be praying really more about yours. Mm-hmm. But again, that prayer list that's on our website, take that prayer list of those children and parents that are out there and start praying for two or three of them a day as we go through this 21-day fast, and see what the Lord would do. What we're praying for, we shall see it come to pass, see what the Lord has done. Thank you again. Anyone else? That's good, Jan. Thank you so much.
And be careful around the food that you be around, because temptations will come in now. Temptations yes. will come in. You just say, go to the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Be careful, because temptations will come in. You ran fried chicken, you will want a piece of that fried chicken. Just remove yourself out the way. And if you trust in the Lord, you can stand right there and it don't even faze you, not one bit.
Amen, because your mind is stayed on the outcome of what you're in the midst of, your heart, your soul, and your mind being aligned mm-hmm. to God's word, his word. Because really, I want to hear God clear. I don't know about you all, but a clarity of hearing his voice, walking in his word, doing his word. And you know what? He will give us that better understanding and wisdom. So mm-hmm. thank you for joining us on the journey. And anyone else tonight? Those are great experiences that Sister Jan is sharing with us on tonight that she is so right about. Anyone else?
And keep yourself busy. Don't be wilding in, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Keep yourself busy. Talk to the Lord. Go to a scripture. Scriptures in your heart already. Call them scriptures out. Call them out. Just stay busy, because if not, you're going to find yourself falling. But anytime, just remember this, anytime you fall or you go stumble, just remember God is always going to be there to pick you up when you get weak.
Amen.
Just think about that.
Amen. Amen. And that's why, Sister Jan, we gave a set of scriptures for morning, midday and evening, and the homework to go with it, to keep your mind in this word, keep your mind mm-hmm. working, keep your mind, you know what, just grab that word, grab that phone. Many of us have our phones with the word on it, those devotionals yeah. that we have. It's a time of alignment. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Great tag team, and thank you, sister.
Yes.
Anyone else? Any questions tonight? Any additional questions or comments or experiences you have had in the midst of fasting that may be able to help others?
Mm-hmm. Another thing, Minister Simpson, like you said, start preparing now, leaving all that stuff alone. Start preparing so your body can get used to that.
Yes.
Just start preparing now.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I want to mention to you all, there's another group in Alabama that is also on this journey as well. We got another group in Alabama that's on this journey. So we got a lot that are surrounding us and are encouraging us, and we're going to be encouraging them as well. So when we have our check-in, they're going to be a part of the check-in as well as we are proceeding. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be on a journey with others, and they are praying for you, and you're praying for them, and you're reading the same scripture. You're reading the same scripture that the other people are reading as well. The same. What an awesome way to be on the same page and asking the Holy Spirit to minister to us. Amen.
Ooh, see what the Lord can do when you're on one accord. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 It's awesome. It is awesome to see others saying yes, and we are saying yes as well. Anyone else, any questions you may have, any questions concerning the guide? We tried to make it comprehensive, but that doesn't mean we hadn't left something out, or we want to make sure that it's clear. Any questions? Any need for clarity? I want to thank our leadership, Apostle Adside, Pastor Reggie, Minister Mary, Sister Ruby. I want to thank all of them for coming together when we brought this to the leadership, to those that facilitate our line when we brought it. They all said yes, yes, this is much needed. They all contribute to putting this guide together, the additional scriptures that we have, the, like I say, the midday and the evening scriptures that you have as well. I want to thank them for just saying yes to it and saying, yes, we're on the journey, and yes, this is something that is a must for us to align aligned to God. So thanks to our leadership for this as well. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Deb, I just want to say real quick, Sister Janice, glad to hear you all talking, able to catch part of this preparation meeting. Just wanted to let everybody know that I am excited about what God is getting ready to do. Amen. Amen. So thank you, Sister Janet, for those statements and comments that you made and sharing. Amen. So God be the glory. I'm just excited. I started the year out fasting with a group of people, so I'm looking for a double portion here. I'm just excited. Amen. So I came off that one. I'm going back again. I want to be on here with the journey with all the saints on the line. Listen, I heard a preacher talk one time years ago, R.D. Hinton. I'll never forget. He talked about God is seeking experts. He is seeking experts in his kingdom, holy women and holy men of God, willing to be able to go at a moment's notice, yes, to intercede, to fast, and pray, to repent, yes, to do it at a moment's notice. Just like when the Revolutionary War started, they had the Minutemen. They had to be ready to go at a moment's notice. We got to be ready at a moment's notice to put down the plate, to cut back, whatever we're doing, the Daniel fast, the social media fast, whatever it takes, to, at a moment's notice, we must be ready for the battle. Hey, it's going to be some tough times ahead. We got to be ready as the body of Christ. I'm just excited. Hallelujah. I just encourage you all. I can feel already the power of God moving. I'm just so excited. I'm going to calm myself down. No, Deacon Connor, I heard Deacon Connor on the line. I'm going to calm myself down, Dr. Dale and Sister Janet, but I'm just excited about it. And just encourage one another. It is a journey. Yeah. And it just sounds like... Everybody's, you know, I know we kept talking, but we are encouraging one another because we must lift up each other just as they did in the early church. And so we're going to keep pressing forward by faith And I'm just excited to be a part of what we are doing here in this group, the group in Alabama, and wherever else in this country that's part of this group. We're going to continue to fast and pray and believe God as we repent before him. Clean our vessels to be vessels of honor for him, to for his glory. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop there. I'm just excited. Just excited.
I'm going to tell y'all, man, if I get a little weak, feel like I ain't going to make it, when I call, you better pick up that phone.
All right.
Pick the phone.
Amen. Amen.
That's that encouragement Pastor Kuiper was talking about. We all are going to need it, y'all. This is a journey, like he said, a spiritual journey. Warfare. We're going to be in doing this now. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Rich. Anyone else tonight? Any other comments? Any questions? Any concerns? Because you're right. We all are going to need one another. That truly, the song that is sung, we need each other. And to lift one another as we go through this fast. But I'm like you, Pastor Reggie. I am so excited about this. I am excited, so excited about it. Even with the rocks and the various things, trials that are already trying to come and derail. No, my mind is made up. My mind is made up. Amen. We're going to, if there are no other questions, anything else? Amen. If nothing else, I'm going to ask, Pastor Reggie, are you in a place where you can close us out in prayer after I read this scripture?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I can.
All right. Again, thank all of you for joining us tonight. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for listening. And as I say, you know someone else that would like to take this journey with us, we will be glad to get them the guide in their hand. We will be glad to get the information. And if they start one day or 2 days or 3 days, just reading these scriptures and being in the same place with somebody else reading the same scripture that you're reading on that day. Please don't get discouraged. Please don't say, "Oh, I don't know. I can't do that. I'm on this. I'm on that." No, just talk to me. Call me 478-361-5417. Just give me a call and we can talk through it. Amen.
And please
ma'am?
Eat. I said, telling them to please eat.
Yes.
And Dr.
Yes.
Deb, do you have another book that I can get for my niece? I was talking with her today.
Yes, ma'am. We sure do.
It might not be all the time, but I know she can do it sometime.
Amen. We'll be glad to. It has been a joy to be able to go back to Staples and ask them to do it again. The girls there know me, and they said, "Miss Singleton," I need you to do it again. Do it again. Mm-hmm. All the copies that we picked up today, they're all gone, but we will get some more copies over in your hand. How about that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. If there are no other comments, we're going to close with this scripture coming from Isaiah chapter 58, beginning with verse number 6. That is on page number 1 in your guide. Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 11. Again, as Sister Jan said, make sure you eat. Make sure you stay hydrated. Make sure you write down what you are fasting. Write down your fasting, but also keep in mind there has to be a repentance. Lord, forgive. Forgive. Humility and all those things that go with that. So please, let's keep that in mind. And again, check-ins on Mondays. Isaiah 58, verse 6 through 11, it reads, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed to go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out, when you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Tonight, we are triumphant. Tonight, we have the victory. Tonight, we can walk in Philippians 4 and 13, as the sisters already said. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Pastor Reggie.
Oh, our God, our Father. My God, O King, we lift your name up tonight, and we glorify in you. Father, we are looking forward to the time of fasting and prayer and repentance, as we praise your holy and righteous name. Father, we praise you. We boast about our God, because surely our God is awesome. How awesome you are, Lord. You have done mighty works in our lives, and you'll do mighty more in our lives. As we prepare our hearts and minds, God, let us use the wisdom that you've given us. Yes, we are going on the Daniel fast, so there will be times that we need to eat and to drink to make sure we are hydrated, as has been said. Father, help and strengthen every saint on this line to make this sacrifice a sacrifice of love towards you, God, to seek your face even the more. Father, we draw closer to you that you might draw closer to us. Your presence, the presence of your spirit, engulf us and strengthen us, that you might break every yoke. This is a fast that has been called, a fast that you called by your spirit in our lives. Father, we want to lift everybody up, that they would be encouraged to every person on the line. Yes, we'll have vector checks. We'll have these weekly checkups. But, Father, we pray that some will check in on others. Yes, even call my number, any number. Call someone if they're feeling weak on the journey. Yes, they must eat for strength. But we are eating things that are clean, to clean our vessels, that you may be in it and dwell in it even the more. Father, we want you to manifest yourself even the more in our lives. Father, we have to pray to seek your face, to look what we can do for the poor and the downtrodden. Father, we need miracles. Our prayers will be laid before you, Lord God. We will lay our prayers on list before you, Lord God, that you will hear our prayer and tend to our cry. Answer our prayer, O God, and hear our cry. Father, we love you. We glorify you. We know you will be in the midst with us, because when we are in your presence, two or three gathered in your name, you said you'll be in the midst. So Holy Spirit, move. Lord Jesus, strengthen us. And Almighty God, you deliver by your mercy and your grace. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for what you do in our presence, because we have sought you in the fast, in the prayer, in repentance, to your righteous and holy name. So I lift everybody up tonight, and we give glory to our God. We praise him, and we love him, and we give it to him tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, our Savior, our Sustainer, our Deliverer, our Rock, and our Master. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you all again for joining with us. We will continue to have vector checks. But this evening, know this, that God loves you, and we certainly do, and we are interceding on your behalf as well. Thank you all so much. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Love
good
you
night.
All.
Good night.
Aurelia, Mom, Maddie, Ann.
Where y'all at?
Hello.
Hello. I heard Pastor Kiefer.
This is Aurelia.
And them other three, four.
All right, y'all. Let's get some rest. Oh, Pastor Kiefer, he's here. All right, I heard that voice. He's here. All right, that's all I needed. He's with me. I need to know he's fighting with me. All right, y'all. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Good night.
Good night.